There are many ways to lose control of your own media narrative, and one such is to have your story twisted by a self-interested third party. Or, worse still, to have your story twisted by two self-interested third parties when the stakes are life or death for countless innocents. Consider Rihanna, an attractive former law student who took up arms on behalf of the Kurdish militia battling ISIS. The Rihanna story turns out to be, for some news outlets, too good to check. Craig Silverman of the rumor tracking website Emergent wrote a piece about Rihanna this week. Craig, welcome back.
Thank you.
This strange tale begins, as so many do, with a Swedish photographer? Tell me.
Apparently it does. In late August, a Swedish journalist named Carl Drott is in Kobane, and he watches the creation of a new unit, a home unit, as they're called. And these are Kurdish fighters who are going to support the fighters at the front, the local police in that particular town. And one of the people there is this woman, and he takes a photo of her, and he talks to her, but he doesn't get her name. And he ends up mentioning her and quoting her in an article he did for Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. And that sort of leaves it there for a little while until about the middle of October, when a journalist slash activist tweets a photo of her claiming that her name is Rihanna and she's killed 100 Islamic State fighters.
Which is quite a feat for somebody who's really on the home guard, presumably not really encountering much in the way of battle. Nonetheless, I'm sitting here looking at an International Business Times headline from October 14, and it says, "Heroine of Kobani, Kurdish female fighter Rihanna kills 100 ISIS jihadis single-handedly." I'm going to take a wild guess that it begins with her being kind of adorable, a very sweet smile, and she's making the V sign in the original photograph taken by the journalist.
Well, that's one of the interesting pieces of it. We have no idea, as of right now, who took this photo of her. The photo that Carl Drott took is her standing among other fighters, sort of at attention. And then there's this other photo, the one that ends up everywhere, which is her smiling at the camera, showing the V sign, giving a beautiful smile. Nobody knows who took that photo.
So she became a kind of meme in camouflage fatigues. The same story was passed along fairly uncritically by the mainstream press as well. How big a media presence did Rihanna have?
One piece of it on social media is that one tweet was retweeted close to 6,000 times. And as it picked up its velocity, of course, there are news outlets who are really watching for what's taking root on social media, and they jump on that. And so International Business Times was one of several news outlets that wrote it up. People like Mail Online, Daily Mirror, a lot of the UK tabloids, as well as some smaller websites. Her image and her legend starts to build. She becomes the face, in a lot of ways, of this resistance.
And as a matter of propaganda value, extremely important to the Kurds, who now have a face of the struggle, which presents a media problem for ISIS.
That's right. So after the tweet goes viral, after the news articles, and frankly, after they see a claim that I'm sure they would find to be incredibly offensive, that a female fighter had killed 100 of their militant colleagues, they decide to fight back. And so all of a sudden, ISIS supporters on Twitter start talking about the fact that they have killed Rihanna. And in fact, there's even a photo that starts circulating of a fighter with a big smile on his face holding what appears to be the decapitated head of a woman. The head really doesn't look like Rihanna. But that's enough that now suddenly we get the second blossoming of media articles of, oh no, have they killed Rihanna?
And as far as you can tell, neither the original narrative nor the counter narrative has any truth to it whatsoever.
What we know is that this woman really exists. She's definitely a volunteer fighter in the Kurdish forces, which is a very admirable thing. Carl Drott met her, took a photo of her, quoted her. We don't know who took the other photo. Her name is likely not Rihanna. Carl Drott says that's not a common name for Kurdish women. Because she's in the Home Guard unit, the chances that she was fighting on the front are relatively slim, and the chances that she, or perhaps any individual Kurdish fighter, could give a verifiable claim to killing 100 Islamic State fighters, most likely, again, not true. And then the claims of having killed her don't really hold water either.
Now, you are Mr. Rumor, and you have isolated kind of three varieties. Where does the Rihanna legend fit in?
one of the important rumor studies that was done in the 1940s looked at over 1,000 wartime rumors and found that they fit pretty much nicely into one of three categories. One category being a wish rumor, you know, something that people hoped was true, fear rumors driven by the worst case scenarios that people could imagine. And then the third category were wedge driving rumors aimed at attacking specific people and segments of society. For me, the story of Rihanna is a perfect wish rumor out of a war zone, a perfect image, a lovely smile, and a really amazing claim that plays into the wishes that I think most of us in the West have in terms of what's going to happen to Islamic State, that they'll be not only taken down and killed, but in fact in a way that goes right against their misogynistic ideology.
If this mythology can so take root, should this give us reason to be suspicious of everything that's coming out of Iraq and Syria?
I think the short answer is yes. There are very few news organizations that have consistent and reliable reports coming from the ground there. We know now that Islamic State is targeting journalists and trying to kill them and kidnap them. And in a lot of cases, news organizations have to start relying on NGOs and other sources to put out information that they can then use in their reporting. And as much as third parties might have good intentions, we don't know how they got their information, and we should be skeptical of all of these things. Absolutely.
Craig, thank you.
Thank you.
Craig Silverman wrote about the Rihanna rumors as part of a new collaboration between his website Emergent and Dig. They'll be using social media data to track and dispel media rumors.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.